Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Pathfinder 2nd Edition Age of Ashes. Dicewise Entertainment is presenting this live stream, and technically, this is yet another episode of the Elven Portal podcast. What's the difference? Well, in the live stream, we will talk about the use of Fantasy Grounds, and there's a bunch of uncut footage and probably not as much music. There are some music and ambience or whatever. The podcast version, we won't be talking stuff about stuff that you can't see because it's audio, and you'll probably find the audio cleaned up a little bit better and some extra ambience put in. So it's your choice. You want to see us live, you want to see the minis, you want to talk shop, go for the Twitch at .tv. twitch.tv/GMS cut, or watch us on YouTube. If the audio and theater mind is your thing, well, we'll have a cleaned up version for you for the Elven Portal podcast. Those episodes will be a little bit behind, but we will catch them up soon. And we will always be talking about the rules as we discover them, so none of that's going to be edited, don't worry. So, gentlemen, we are back to the auxiliary cast. Last episode, we switched back to the original cast, and they burned like 3 days in town. So no one's coming to save you. And I believe we owed Mr. Ock, Festering Tooth Wayfinder, some crit damage.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yes, that's where we left off.
I believe so. Now, I think we might have botched the initiative order just a tiny bit. I think we got things back on track here, but doing the best we can. So, calling up this gorgeous plumage. Now, might I add, you might notice some Devon Knight minis. Shout out to one of our sponsors. And of course, always a big shout out to our main sponsor, Fantasy Grounds. Without them and their help and giving us these wonderful books to play, we'd be paying for it. You know, figuratively and literally. So thank you to our sponsors, and with their help, me clicking on their buttons, maybe I'll actually kill somebody.
You first.
Not me. Not me.
Oh, sorry, wrong button. Ignore that. That was beak damage. That doesn't count.
You heard him. Beak damage doesn't count anymore, guys.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. That time. That one time.
Sweet.
What happened here? Three, and then it's just going to town on you. 3 and 10. So sorry, I owe Ock 13 points back. Okay, you know what? I know you had 16 wounds.
Yes.
This I know. All right. Now, if I manage to find the right button, oh, there it is. Okay.
And you're in charge, and you can't find the button.
Ah, yeah. Well,
that's common. It's all good.
Oh, look, there we go. Double damage, 8 and 7, 15 points. Ock, how you feeling, buddy?
I will say, I'll just give me 1 second. 15, eh?
Wow. Yeah, so that's got 24 wounds and 12 left.
That's a owie.
You're fine. You're fine.
It's just a flesh wound.
Yeah, come on, it's not gonna. You're fine. He's fine. He's fine. So, continuing on, I believe we have Alex Stagram was next in the initiative order, and I'm at dying 1 because I got downed. I got reduced to below 0 hit points. I couldn't find anything in the rules about like negative bleed out or whatever. It's just kind of like, oh, you know, you're beyond 0. You're at dying 1. So now I must make a recovery check. And I found the DC of 10 plus a dying value. I found the DC of 15 plus a dying value. And it's a con check. Joe, help me out here.
Yes, it's a flat check.
Flat con check.
No, just a flat check.
Flat check.
Oh, okay. Right. So picking up the old dice there. Wing. 18. I think I did it. I think I'm going to... the eyes flutter open, and now I have the wounded condition. Yeah,
you are at 0.
I'm at 0,
which means you're unconscious.
Oh,
but you're not dying.
True, but do I not take the wounded condition, or take wounded as soon as I get to 1?
Yeah, when you automatically take the wounded 1.
Yeah.
But you're no longer dying.
Right. I'm just wondering if this is a condition I need to
put on your guy.
To bring up. Yeah. To bring up. Conditions. I don't see them here. Oh, here we go.
And we go. To get rid of wound, you need magical healing or a full day rest.
I was reading that today, actually. A treat, injury, or magical healing and 10 minutes of rest.
But if you take, if you get back up and fall back down, then it stacks because you'll be wounded again. So that's yep. 1, 2, 3.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, it is.
Initiative to adjust on 17. Okay. So I'm all nice and wounded now. I've got that set up here. Moving on. Mifrit. Am I saying that right?
Mifrit.
You're up, buddy.
Oh, my.
Druid of the Wilds. Half-orc of mixed parentage. And spellcaster extraordinaire that finds everything interesting. You know, I counted how many times you said that your first session.
I don't know. We should start counting that. Everything is interesting. It's always interesting.
At least he could speak. I actually do like how your English is flawless as opposed to myself and Joe. Yeah.
Well, I tried to put on a good show. Somebody has to get things correct. So, all right. So I believe I have a crossbow that's drawn. I can't remember whether it's loaded or not.
We'll say it is.
All right, that works. I like it. So we're going to target this nice peacock.
The birdie in front of you?
This birdie right here in front of me, and we're going to go bang.
Okay.
But with a crossbow.
Yep. So if you have the crossbow in your character, do all the clicking. I've got the target ready for you.
All right. I just got to find it.
All right. While he's doing that, Dahlgren, you're on deck. What do you wish to do?
You know what? I'm going to make from here to here for my move action. And then if I don't incur any attacks of opportunity or get stopped on my way, I am then going to throw my dagger at medium animal number 7.
I love how you're committing to the role of dwarf, but you're short on the mic and you are short on the camera there, buddy.
Oh, sorry. I was looking.
I love it.
You like it that way? Okay, no problem. Like I said, I'm going to cross over this way and then I will take my attack. Okay.
I'm sorry. This way? Could you be more specific?
I'm going to move east, north, northeast, 20 feet.
How did you get way over there?
I said, that's what I'm going to do. I was here.
You were here. You're back here. Yeah. Right. Okay. And you're going to go
10, 15, 20. Will take me there.
I'm not seeing any movement here. You're going to go through friendlies?
Yeah. Go right through. Yeah, 5. Okay. 10,
that are lying
15,
down.
20.
No, that's fine. Now, I'm assuming that animals do not get attack of opportunity because they don't have the fighter class, or do they, Joe?
Based on the creature.
Yeah, it's based by creature.
It will state in the creature description.
Right. No. It would have it as a reaction, and it does not. So. Yeah. You're good. So, right. So, crossing through friendlies and threading the needle between the birds, moving into the dungeon diagonally to the top or north.
Yeah, moving northeast to be to within 10 feet of the rubble, gotcha. Avoiding the bodies as they are. It's my only weapon left. I will throw my dagger.
Okay. 1 second here. Let me just set you up a target.
And for some reason, I have a dying condition on that shouldn't be.
Because that's supposed to be me.
Ock shouldn't be dying. You're not down to
no, me. I shouldn't be dying.
I should be.
You should be?
Yeah.
Yeah, oxen dying, not me. And I don't think I can turn it off. I think you have to turn it off.
There you go.
Okay, so now I shall take my attack and hope for the best.
And all I need to do is drag this first one from my crossbow, right? To roll?
Yes. Just like that.
Oh, it's a miss.
Okay. So forwarding in time, he takes a shot. It goes wide, sir. Flying targets are a bitch to hit, you know.
Apparently.
Then now Dahlgren takes his move. We'll fix Ock when we come back around to him with the flag because it, you know.
Yes.
What'd you get?
22, which claims to be a hit. I shall take my damage now.
Okay.
Why is it not doing my damage? I'll just do it myself.
Automatically. You got to click. No, you got to click on the damage yourself. If you click on the line of damage, it should do it. Anyway.
Where is the line of damage?
Click there. D4s are flying everywhere. I'll just take your first roll. So you got three. Yeah. Any modifiers?
Plus three.
So three and three?
Yep.
Okay. How strong are you?
Strong little guy.
Yeah, so where does that plus come from?
That's actually what I'm looking at myself. No, it shouldn't be that high. There's no bonus. It's a mistake on my part. I'll fix it. It's just okay. Whatever the D4 is. Ha! Take that!
Right.
But notice, it not being a crossbow, Dahlgren hits.
Yeah.
Hey! Don't be like that.
No.
One of the first things I've hit.
So do you you throw your clan dagger at it?
It's all I've got left.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Wait to see what my next attack is. You're going to love it.
I spit
in his
face. So
you throw the clan dagger. You do 3 points plus no bonus.
That's right.
Okay, and you are hitting this guy in the bottom.
Me,
so
animal number seven. Take that, you rotten bird. Knock the bloody shine off your feathers.
So it sticks into him. And the bird just goes crazy. Like, these birds have taken a couple hits. I mean, we hit them with swords, you know, and it was like, ow, and acted like a wounded creature. That dagger goes in the bird, and it just... the wound doesn't seem any deeper. It doesn't seem like any extra damage. But the bird's reaction to your clan dagger is just, it goes livid. It goes nuts. It just starts going crazy. Screeching and howling and, man. Anyway, Sheki of the Flames. Unfortunately, we're starting a bit late tonight because Jared's been having technical problems, but we did have a sort of what one can do. So what we're gonna do is Rob, can you access his character?
Sheki, hold on a sec, I'll find out. Character. Nope, it's not available to me.
Okay. How do you unlock the character sheet so everyone can peek there, Joe?
For Fantasy Grounds? You'd have to ask our Fantasy Ground guy, who is Jared.
Who's not here.
No, I thought you were saying something about earlier that you'd unlocked it so everyone can see your sheet.
No, that's just in the party sheet.
Bueller.
Okay.
On the right-hand side, top.
Bueller.
Top figure, all right. Yeah. Because that allows you to... see their main, all the main stuff, their skills, their inventory, and then the party inventory. But you can't really access anything, but you can look at everybody.
Okay. So I'm gonna say that he's gonna repeat his I believe his last action. He was trying some burning hands.
Oh, I think that's what he was doing, or something along that lines.
Yeah. Now he's prepared three spells, and he's cast... I know he's cast Guidance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of five, and I know he's cast Burning Hands once. So, using up another one of his slots, it's probably his best go-to at the moment. So we're going to say that good old Sheki... I don't know. You guys want to put it to a vote?
Nope, no.
What would you like Sheki to do?
That makes sense.
He's my meat shield.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a valued member of the party.
Original Sheki recipe or extra crispy?
Sheki casts. Yeah.
And with
anyway,
a beautiful swirl of screaming flames, misses him.
Ouch.
No, the failure is actually, this is what I was going to say, is so the way the spell is set up, Fantasy Grounds finds your target, has it roll. So this save DC 15 is the Fantasy Grounds rolling for the bird. DC 18, medium animal 10.
Oh, he's a failure. Says,
yeah. So you don't have to roll. Like, you don't have to go DM, my DC is 18, beat it against your goblin, and then I look up the goblin.
Question,
it's done.
Is that just is that a ray or a cone?
Well, it's a cone, but I'm going to have him angle it. so it doesn't get to Awk.
Well, because that's the other cool thing about Fantasy Grounds. You can slap that cone on there and see who else gets hit.
Oh, yeah, no,
I'm in the back.
I can see that he can turn, like, he can shoot the wall beside the bird.
Yeah,
and
gotcha.
Engulf the bird as well, you know what I mean? So he's actually blasting the wall, and the edge of the cone will catch the bird, and good old Awk is safe. I mean, he is a professional arsonist. He's claimed to burn down many, many towns, right? So, anyway, getting back to La Damage. Oops, I rolled too many times. I'm just so used to double-clicking everything, and it's just like, ah. So, sorry, wait a minute. You know, he's not that dead yet. So, unfortunately, instead of... I'm going to take the first damage I have to, guys. So, you know, like, instead of 9 total, he only takes the 3.
That's right.
So, but hey, I think
we're
this is the first time...
We're going to kick you in the shins.
This is the first time. What?
We're going to kick you in the shins.
Sorry. Now, I'm wondering, the last time he did this, right? Jared said failure. Like, I'll bet he thought he missed.
Oh, maybe.
You know what I mean? So, the benevolent DM I'm going to be, I'm actually going to give him that damage back, ladies and gentlemen. Don't say I never did nothing for Shecky. So, there you go. I'll have the bird take the whole 9. And now... falls upon the next round, which is Awk, Festering Tooth, which needs to have
roll
the dying...
out of the way.
No, you have the dying condition. It dropped you.
Yep, yeah, it dropped me. I'm -3.
Oh, okay, so let's see here. Let's see. Do drain dying.
Your
one.
Cuticles hurt.
Okay,
dying one.
You're
okay,
dying, sir.
Thank you.
His hair hurts.
I'm going to try to stabilize.
Okay, the recovery check.
The recovery check. Sorry.
Recovery. That's fine.
Oh,
that would be a 6. Oh, sorry, 3. I'm looking at the wrong one.
Yeah, flat check.
Flat check, 3.
Okay.
So okay. I will.
So now you... What happens now? Dying 1?
Dying. Yeah, I become dying 2.
There's no dying 2 for me to add. What do we do with you? I make this number 2. Add more dying. What if I just add dying 1 again?
Can't do it.
It's stacked.
It doesn't stack.
What?
It doesn't stack.
Well, I'm going to say dying 1 again to see if it becomes dying 2.
No, it'll say he's already got dying 1 condition.
Okay. Well, we know it's
yes,
it's dying 2. You know what? I'll just open another window. And you're dying 1 twice. There you go.
I know how.
Nope, that still didn't work. Boy, this is... Oh. All right, never mind. We know you're dying 2.
Yeah.
Welcome to DC of... yeah, 12.
12.
How bad does he look? Can you describe how badly wounded he is to me?
He goes down. Like the last guy you stepped over went down. Now Awk went down. It's like, oh, you're running out of meat shields, dude.
Oh, shit.
Don't worry.
You
want to
go?
I am fine.
You want to stop and make a medicine check? Perception?
We can.
By all means.
As soon as I do, I'm going to eat one in the back, and that's double damage. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'll lean over his body and catch a bird in the
You ask, can I tell from here? Sure, let's have perception and then medicine, you know. Okay, how bad is he, doctor?
You know what, I will, when it comes to my turn, I will take one of my actions to purple perception. Just know that I'm going to do that first.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
That's kind of you. No, I appreciate the non-meta. Meanwhile, this birdie here, I got to say, well... My friend is over in the corner, the one that's below you. You've got a dagger in it. This thing turns on you and just, you know, is livid. And,
bring it on. Chameleon rocking right, little plume thing.
So I'm going to stride. Actually, you know what? First, it's going to hit you with the tail.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I got a 10-foot. Oh, I get it's going to try to hit you with the tail.
When you say it's going to, it's like, hey, that's not fair, GM. You decided
I'm
gonna beforehand.
Do the, I'm gonna keep a distance, and I'm going to do a double action, the double chevron.
But you worry, I'll be eating this.
It's not chevron. I really got to get that out of my head from the playtest. Action. Two actions. The tail lash can attack two different creatures within reach. Multiple attacks do not increase and finish both attacks. So here's the thing. It goes berserk. It's lashing everything and every one. Now it says two different. So it's actually going to lash the two closest.
Which is Awk and Alec.
Nope. Depending.
So
it is Alec.
You're up, yeah. Alec for sure, and you, because you're moving. Like, it aims at you, and it just under it. So
he'll regret it.
Well, the thing is
I'm making my stand now.
If Alec takes damage when he's down,
he's dead.
Right? He goes back down. Like, he goes back into
dying. That's what I mean.
He's stabilized.
Yeah. He goes back to wounded, too.
He goes back to dying.
He goes back to ouch.
No, he goes back into dying from wounded.
Yeah.
And because he had wounded one, it jumps to dying two, I believe.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
That's the way it stacks.
There you go. That's the way I like it. So the brilliant display is canceled for right now, and we're going to target multiple creatures. And here it comes, the big tail whoop. Oh, sure. Now I don't double click. Come on. There we go.
Can I try to grab his tail when it's swinging towards me?
Unless you have some kind of reaction, no. Now you could.
Going to dual round, class you next.
Could, you could no. You can prepare an action on your turn. You can prepare an action for that to happen.
I've already prepared an action and I can't take it back.
Yeah. Well, no, you took all your actions and you said DM when it comes around to me again. There's a difference between, like, I do nothing this round and prepare this. That's a whole, you know.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens first. Let's see how many pieces I am when you're done.
Alex Stagram hit with a 26. It says Dahlgren Truseeker hit with a 23rd. I mean, you know,
no,
the rookie is really doing well. No, I'm not a total douchebag. Come on.
Yeah, and they're only normal hits.
Only mostly.
I'm only a part-time douchebag.
Oh, I'm talking about the bird.
Oh, I missed that part.
So 11 points to Dahlgren Truseeker and 8 points to Alex Stagram. So I know Stagram now instantly becomes dying too. So I take off the wounded condition. Is that right, Joe?
Yes.
And then
or keep it, but...
Yeah, I guess that would be a good way to
keep track. Yeah.
I'm dying and I'm wounded.
Yeah.
I guess we could do the same thing with you. So, Dahlgren.
Oi. Put in effect dying to the medium animal. Wounded to the medium animal.
Oh, whoops. That's right. Sorry, the condition always goes to who's selected in the initiative.
Yes.
Should have kept my nose shut.
Oh, it doesn't affect dice. Anyway, right. So, that's medium animal. That's the first bird. The second bird that goes immediately after.
Oh, this is going to hurt.
Hi there.
Feel it.
Shooting at me.
Look at
flames,
you.
Flames at me. Okay.
Nice birdie. Okay, yep. Nice birdie.
And he's going to fly up 5 feet towards the two of you.
All he want a cracker.
And that's a single stride. And then my double, you know, it's coming.
Yep.
You want to guess?
No, I don't want to guess. Yeah. I just want to put my head in the sand.
He misses you. He attacks Jarrett twice for not showing up because we don't hurt druids. Respect, brother.
Oh,
respect.
Sweet! Look at that!
Yeah, you just hold those fingers up while I wail on your character, excuse me.
Yeah.
It's going down. Come on, Chucky, get on there. There we go. Okay. One tail for each of you from the second. A 19 hits Mefrit, and Shucky got missed. Good for Jarrett. You know, he kind
of what the hell? How'd that happen?
I don't know.
I declared him meat shield before we started.
Yeah, really.
Oh, that's okay.
Mefrit takes light damage with 4 points from the lashing tail of swirlingness. I got to say, I like these birds, man. They're pretty efficient.
Oh, they are.
So Alec is back down and is at like a DC of 12, or is it 15?
15. He's got both conditions, so it'll be a flat check of 15.
Well, it's a flat check of 10, then you add the 2, so that's 12. Or do I start a flat check of 15, which would be like 17? Because there's different instances in the book talking about rolling at 10 DC and rolling at 15 DC. We covered this earlier.
I'll lean over to Joe on that one.
I can't remember off the top of my head, so... It takes me.
I'm gonna say 10 for now.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like I would, because yeah. If I leaned on 15 and killed you guys prematurely, the internet would never forgive me. But if I was soft and said, "Oh, look, that you know, blah blah blah." Yeah. Anyway, some of us don't have hero points like players that can just save them at the end. So
that's what I plan on doing if I fail. So.
9. Dying 3. I better start writing this crap down. So, this does not look good for my career as a helmet. So I'm at nine.
I take bribes to reach over and
no, there's so much on my backstory. About to reveal like a couple rooms away. I cannot die. Son of a. Okay, Mefrit. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm dying. I can't expect to be remember these things.
You'll remember. You'll remember us all.
Hey, you know, if that's you're implying that you will die instead of me, I totally go for it. I respect. Thank you.
what shall we do? Oh, wait. Interesting.
Interesting.
I'm going to cast a Ray of Frost.
Yes.
Okay. May I make a suggestion as your DM?
Of course you may make a suggestion.
Check what you're better at. Casting a D3 Colt spell for hitting or reloading and firing ye old crossbow. Just because it failed a dwarf does not mean it may fail a druid.
Okay.
At this point, with the battle going so badly, and you've used spells, and you've used your crossbow, so the DM isn't like playing your character for you, saying, oh, you should go off and do this.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, it is my job to say, Corey, look at the numbers on your sheet, dude, and go at the highest to hit.
Okay.
Are you going to end up like on the floor?
Some Joe, guidance. That's the condition.
Where should I find that information?
Okay, so I just probably the easiest thing for me to do is just to have a look inside you here.
Mm-hmm.
Your character, bottom right, actions tab at the bottom.
Yep.
So you got +2 to hit with bow staff, bolts, crossbow, +2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go down to your actual spell,
mm-hmm.
Ray of Frost, and over on the right, next to the dragon description, there's a looks like a tennis racket or a magnifying glass. Mm-hmm. If you click on it.
It's a melee +3.
So you're actually... So what do you want? Hit or damage? Because it's down to... If you can hit that sucker with the crossbow, you're going to do 1d8 points of damage. You have a slight better chance of hitting with the spell, but it only does, like, d3 cold.
Let's reload with the crossbow.
Okay. So an action to reload that sucker, and you can shoot. Now, you still have an action left.
Okay.
If you want to do anything else.
Am I... On the first melee action or the second one? Because I'm rolling multiple strikes. Am I on the first one or the second one?
Oh, no. Sorry. Since you can't really... You're reloading.
Mm-hmm.
You're firing.
Mm-hmm.
Your last action, you could reload
mm-hmm.
and stand there, which means you'd never get to that next attack. So you always go to the first one.
Always
new round,
first round,
you know, first best hit. You could still move. You want to get out of range of that sucker for the retaliation.
Well, I got a 10. Which I missed.
Okay.
Okay.
So you've reloaded, you've shot, you've missed, you have an action left. You could reload, you could back off.
Nope, I'm going over here.
Okay. He literally slid and put Shecky between him and the bird.
Well, isn't he the meat shield?
The look on Dahlgren's face across, if you could just see it in the darkness, I'm telling you. That's my meat shield. Okay.
So a little thing for you, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
For dying. That
yes.
I forgot.
What's that?
When you take damage and you fall to 0 or less, then you take dying 1. At least that damage was a crit. Then it's dying 2 automatically.
Okay. I so saved for, really high I'm, with 18 and you failed really
myself.
Low. We're still, yeah.
Right? I'm just saying. Right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
My dying conditions are actually increased by 1 already because
mm-hmm.
I take dying 2 from failing
the crit. Yep. So you're actually at dying 3. Just like me. Oh, we're recovery brothers.
And Jeff and Corey, for you guys both, I put the condition cheat sheet in the chat window.
I got it. Thank you very much.
But yeah, awesome. It is still just a flat check of 10. If you want to treat injuries, I use medicine, and mm-hmm. it's a flat check of 15 plus whatever dying.
Okay. So if you're going to yank his butt out for somebody else, see, that makes it's heal thyself 10. It's your own body. The guy's got his hand up your thermometer. And, okay. That makes more sense. Okay. Dahlgren, it is your turn. You want to burn some perception, buddy. So let's have that roll.
Okay. Let me pull my character sheet up here. Where'd you go, character sheet? All these windows and I still can't find it.
Ock, you're on deck.
Okay, so my perception...
As in, pull up your sheet when I say you're on deck. 17. Well, let's tell you, with your dark vision, you can see a bird that's gone wild and berserk and is even acting more frantic in front of you 10 feet away while hovering just 5 feet like adjacent to Alex Dagram's body. 5 feet away towards where we came in, Ock now lies not moving. 10 feet. on the same wall you are, on the north wall, facing off with the last two combatants, is the bird's twin, or perhaps life partner. We don't judge. Or, you know, I don't know, maybe they're just a couple lovers nest, you know, two dudes out on a lark, or, you know, maybe it's a newlywed chick. I don't know. They don't give me all this information. You got to use your imagination. Stop asking me, Corey. It's their own personal business. Speaking of Corey, Mefrit slides. He shot your crossbow twice, and he's using your meat shield. He wants to be you.
Oh, most people
he
do.
He can't use a crossbow, and he's using a meat shield. Like, one more Dalgan tactic, and he's going to be... You can make him an honorary dwarf or bard, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, I can hold my ale.
Jeff, I'm actually going to try and grapple the bird.
Nice!
Okay. Awesome.
Cannot be keep doing this. This fight's going to go badly. So...
There's something no one's looked up this week.
With a 7.
So you move up, yeah?
And I try to grapple the bird.
And try and grapple the bird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which probably just opened me up to a vicious attack, but...
Well, luckily, since the fight is divided, I'm going to put Joe on the grapple, and I'm going to work with Mifrit here.
Thank you.
Sorry, well, otherwise everyone...
Hey,
like,
Joe,
and
I'm not going to do it. I
take
missed.
A pause while we go,
I know you did, but I just want to...
But that will be my last of my actions, by the way. I know that much because I have to commit to the action to grapple it.
But you mentioned it on air, so now we must look stuff up.
I know.
I just don't want people waiting while we look in the books. So how about you look up grappling too there, Rob,
so we can,
you know, have the fun argument.
We had that in my archives of myth. That's cool.
Mifrit, it's your turn, sir. I got to say, let's see, there's 5 guys, 2 are down. So now it's 3-on-2 as opposed to 5-on-2. These birds are certainly holding their own.
And how many hit points does this medium animal 10 still have? I guess we don't really know that.
Can I have a nature check?
Oh.
Now, you didn't get it the first time around, but you could probably size it up with a nature check. Maybe not identifying it, but I could probably give you some more information if you know, get that good old DC. Especially if you really do well.
14.
Let's see. What do we got here? I am a second level creature with a 14 and plus... Okay. It's an avian creature, okay? From what you've witnessed, it's extremely acrobatic. From its nature, it's very aggressive, which means it probably has intimidation. It has strong survival instincts. I'm not saying these things are working in concert, but they don't get in each other's way. Sharks don't go after other sharks, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no real tag team tactics. Mm-hmm. They've just kind of gone after whatever's shiniest or whatever's pissed them off. You know what I mean? So at least they're not working in concert. Now, you're fighting the same thing twice, and it does appear they're working in concert, but you know animals better. There's no real communication between them. You know what I mean? At the moment, like during the battle. And one has seemed to have gone into some kind of frenzy. You don't know what happened down there. It's, you know, somebody else's battle. But one has gone from, like, battle cacaw, threatening, you know, freaking out animal, to total apeshit, frantic, lashing out wildly. Maybe they've really wounded it, and it's almost like kind of death roll. Who knows? I can also tell you that with that reach of that tail, which is as dangerous as a long sword, and the beak, the way it's moving, the very strong neck, the beak damage is probably even worse. We're talking D8s and D10s. Now, you've already seen the dazzling display, and people have been memorized, mm-hmm. and the tail bird. So a couple of lashes in. The last thing I could probably tell you is these are birds trapped underground, and we kind of locked the door behind us. So there is no retreat for them. We can't intimidate them, scare them. You know what I mean? These things will likely stand their ground and not flee unless they think there's some other exit. But you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a us or them. That's probably all I can really get you
into. I think what he's trying to tell you there is that they're not going to flee because they don't know where to go.
Well, I think that's exactly what he's trying to tell
me. I won't name the bird, but I will tell you, because of the plumage, there you have heard tales of creatures that are this dazzling from the jungles of Gurundi in the Mwangi Expanse. Technically, dude, that is across the inner sea. Like, imagine you live in...
So what the heck are they doing here?
Imagine you live in Greece and Italy.
Vacationing?
And these things are, like, below Egypt, like they put a jungle in the Sudan. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just... That's, you know, possibly... Anyway,
how many actions to reload a crossbow?
One. Now, you've done one for the recall. for all this information I'm filling your brain with. One to reload. You got one left, which means you can move or shoot or cast a spell. Because just because you're reloading your crossbow doesn't mean you can't just switch off to a spell.
As long as it's a one action spell.
One action spell, sorry. We're low level, so it's probably always going
to... Well, if I go with this Ray of Frost...
Bending over and kissing your ass goodbye, also a single action.
Swift action.
Well, I'm...
Just a swift...
I'm not bending over and kissing anybody's ass goodbye. Oh.
I'll also tell you that Shecky now grants a plus one shield bonus. Thank you. You just made him harder to hit. The bird.
Wow. You know, I try to do these things.
I'm just saying, what works for you works for me.
Now, do I run the risk of taking a shot and not dinging checking?
No, they, as far as I know, there isn't a, you know, they're just saying, guy's in the way, the target's that much harder to hit. It used to be plus four in the old rules, so you're getting off easy, man. Thing only has a plus one to its armor class.
Yeah, because it's what'll get you, soft cover.
Yeah. Right, so if you do want to shoot, Corey, what I'll ask you to do is stick a negative one in your modifier thing in the bottom left of your screen.
Yeah, we're not gonna shoot. We're okay. Just gonna move back over here and see what happens. What the hell?
Okay, so you've loaded and you're just ready to go?
Yep, there you go.
I can tell you this, you're more than 10 feet away, which means you're out of reach of the tail. It would have to move to get you guys with that tail.
Okay, so that's a bonus. Yeehaw.
Mm-hmm. No, you know what? I've been way too helpful. That's you.
Don't be enough of that.
Shecky of the Flames. Okay, I'm out front. I am all alone. I believe it's time. I'm pretty sure Jarrett would say, what do you mean you didn't use my signature ability? My focus spell. Two chevrons of incendiary aura. Shecky surrounds himself with an aura of potential flame.
Potential? It's going to happen or it is happening?
It says potential. I'm looking right at it. Potential flame. Why? Because each time a creature within the aura takes fire damage, it catches on fire.
Okay, so it ignites them when they come within his aura radius.
Nope. It says, you surround yourself with an aura of potential flame. Each time a creature in my aura takes fire damage from some source,
what it is,
it
catches I'm
on fire
for a description.
And takes an additional 1d4. So basically, I light this thing up, then I could chuck my torch at it, or if anyone does any outside fire damage.
But what does he look? Does he get wreathed in flames? Is there anything we actually visually see?
It says an aura.
Yeah, so we
a
see
a potential
it.
Flame. So
okay, so we do
like
see it. I just want to make sure I can see it.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I said potential, like, because we would suffer from that too if we fell into his radius.
And he would call out, like, he casts this and he says, now, Maggie, I have surrounded myself with my Lord of Flame Blessing.
No.
Do your thing. And he's like holding out the candelabra.
I think in battle he just goes, Maggie, flame on. I think it's just
something like that. Yeah, it's a flamethrower. He's like, he chucks Maggie the candle end over end at this thing, right? Whoosh. That's exactly what he does. Because all I have to do is hit this bird with even a candle. And it doesn't matter if there's minuscule damage from the candle. My aura will burn it. That's exactly what he does. Maggie, go! And he throws the candle at the bird. So, let me just grab a basic ranged... one second here from... there we go. Basic ranged. Da-da-da-da-da. Natural 20. Oh, it's the bird in the eye with the candle.
Nice. Ow.
Now, a candle, a flame, like 1 point tops, really. Like, I'm being generous there. But.
What is the burning wax critical on that?
Oh, the spell. Should we be, you know, it's, you know, it's like the candle crits for what, two? But the aura, should the aura of a flame crit?
But it should have a critical effect.
Yeah, but it's not the aura that's critting. It's the candle hit.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Sorry about that.
I threw a candle range attack. You know, not to split hairs. I'm already being extremely nice with this guy. Sorry, getting back to my awesome aura of awesomeness. Surround yourself. It takes 1d4, but the damage is persistent.
That's correct.
Now, Joe and Rob, what do you know about heightening spells?
It increases you'll see if you look up the spell, the spell will have a heightened option, which increases
heightened second. Does that mean it's because I'm second level I can heighten it?
Unless you've taken it as the heightened spell.
When you cast a spell, you have to determine when you cast it if it's going to be
regular,
still, reach, heightened. If it's heightened, it takes up more spell slots and does more.
No. Things. Yeah, no, because I'm going to be like, it's two chevrons just to get the thing up and going in the throw. So, you know, I'm kind of reacting with him. So in the future, I just can't spoon feed you guys a victory here. All right. So the candle burns. Mr. Animal number 10. I really wish somebody could name this. Damn it, Druid. So I will be so defunct as to say 2 points of critical candle, bringing it up to Al. And then it takes D4. But the fire damage now from this is persistent.
Yes.
This sucker is going to take D4. And now it has to put itself out, which means it will probably be distracted by, you know, stop, drop, and roll.
Do they teach the birds that?
Well, that's the other thing we're getting to.
In birdie combat school?
Animals really don't like fire. So what's probably going to happen next is, you know, a lot of... anyway. So... as far as we're gonna pick up a good old D4 here. So remind me on Shecky's turn, you get to roll a D4. 4 points. So yeah, this sucker burns for the lots of damage.
And does it say how long the persistent is? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's have a look here. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Come on. It says taking D4 persistent fire damage does not. Duration 1 minute.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
No, well, that's the auras. 10-foot emanation for 1 minute. So I'm assuming as long as I can have something catch on fire, my 1 minute will juice the persistent damage. Mm-hmm. So otherwise, what's the point of the aura?
That's right. That's why I'm.
But I gotta stay with. I gotta stay within 10 feet, and if I'm within 10 feet, this thing can hurt me. But being an animal, depending on how clever it is, and if I did go to Birdie College, thank you, Rob, we shall see. Well, you know, in D&D, a lot of creatures are far more intelligent than, you know, but we'll see. But he has raised a point, you know, it's not going to be like, ow, you know, stop, drop, roll. Anyway, that's Shecky. He's doing better than you guys as a puppet.
And so, not to be a jerk or interrupt your flow, but he does get a flat DC check to recover from the persistent damage.
Oh, no. By all means, help my monsters. Thank you, Rob.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is a flat DC will stop the persistent damage if he beats it.
With no action on my part?
No, but on his next... It'll be before you roll his damage, the next time you have to roll...
Okay, but what I'm saying, though, with persistent damage, does the character have to take an action to...
One action.
Like one action. Even recover... Yeah.
To roll anyway, that save.
Good to know. Anyway, Ock. Mr. Dying 3.
I will
check a 13, buddy.
I will use my hero point to stand up. Oh, sorry. To get back to one
hit point.
One hit point.
One hit point.
And have wounded 3?
Yeah.
Or does it clear everything?
When you spend a hero point, it clears everything.
All your
Well, actually, all of your hero points. There is a different, right? Yeah, I know you only have one this session. We haven't really stacked them, but it's like all your hero points flush.
All my hero points so I can stay alive for hopefully another round.
We can't give our hero points away, can we?
All that. Now, we had a lot of fun, like, opening doors, trampling him at the cancel fire. All that was training for this moment, sir.
Yep. So I will... I'm not even going to stand yet. I am going to cast my only... spell I have, which is healing hands on our lovely knight who is not up.
Now, you, Ock, you should still have a wounded condition, yeah?
According when you spend all your hero points, you remove all conditions and you're at one.
All conditions.
Yes. You basically shrug it all off to have one hit point and get back into the battle.
Well, usually anyone I will double check. Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, anyone that gets healed magically below zero still has to walk around with a wounded condition.
I'll take wounded, though, so.
Take wounded over dead.
Yeah, I'll take wounded.
I'll take wounded for five, Bob. Thank
you. But I'm going to lay on hands on Alik as he's... he hasn't stood up since I went down. So...
I'll give you that, because it was like Alik went down, you were conscious, you're unconscious now, you don't know how much time's gone by.
That's right.
Right? You wake up, the bird is freaking out, and Dahlgren finds it attractive because now he's trying to hug it or mate with it or something.
Yes,
and
I am.
Alik, who's the dominant female?
And I don't have actions to burn for to do a medicine check. So
okay, yeah.
I will.
So you just slap him on.
Oh, yep.
Awesome.
Medic!
Let me have it.
Boom.
Yep.
What are you doing to Alik? You're touching him while he's down.
Yeah.
Let's hear it, man.
Why didn't it go?
Call out to your deity, sir.
Yes.
La.
Which character am I playing?
Come on. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Your god.
Saren Ray.
That's been. Oh, someone's calling my name.
Saren Ray.
The big finger comes down and like touches Auk in the chest. And he and reaches out, spams him over to Alik. There we go. All right. What
Please
we got,
buddy? Heal me. Or heal my. Heal him, anyways.
Heal my friend.
Heal my friend.
Heal us.
6 points.
6 points?
Automatic, yep. That's all he gets.
I'll tell you, dude, I know I went down, I screwed up, and if you get me back on the fate, I'm definitely going to turn my yell to green. I am definitely party-friendly after this.
Yeah, but yeah, he gains 6, and if it's an ally, he gets a +2 status bonus to AC for 1 round.
Sweet.
So.
Status as in, like, what? Just to hit things?
Yeah. No, it's just that's the way they use bonuses now. Instead of miscellaneous, magical, blah, blah, it's just status bonus.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Yep.
Awk. Anything else?
I will try to stand. Okay. 3 actions. So.
Alik wakes up. He's still laying on the ground. It's not his turn.
Nope.
You know, but I'll give you that. You could just see his eyes open. He's still staring up, confused. And now it's the bird's turn that hovers over him, continuing to lash both him and... Sorry, man.
I'm trying.
Kind of lined up that, you know. Gaboosh. Attack with the tail. Hits Dahlgren. Critical on Alik with a 31.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Hold on. Now yes, sir? You have to wait. Because now okay. I'm actually standing. I can do my actual paladin ability.
You said, I do not stand, I cast, I reach out.
And then with my last action, I stand.
Oh, okay.
So, man.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Are you saying the damage is going elsewhere?
Oh, yeah. I just have to read it again. Because I am a liberator.
Champion.
A champion.
Liberator, yep.
So, on my lovely... I just have to find it.
Oh, you know what I forgot? Battle music.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a good...
That's okay.
Da-da-da.
No, that's okay. You know what? Post edit, it goes in the Elven portal, but for live, if I just stick it in now, it's just going to wash.
All right. So here we go. It's my liberating step. So if an enemy damages, grabs, or grapples an ally, and both you and your ally are within 15 feet of each other, you free an ally from the restraints. If the trigger was an ally taking damage, the ally gains resistance to all damage against that triggered effect equal to 2 plus my level. I know it's not very much, but...
Mm-hmm. No. So you're first level.
Yep.
Plus 2. So I just took... I will take 3 less points.
3 less points. That's
reach out and grab him, and, you know, that throat slash might just be a bad chest gash. No, that's awesome. I love learning this stuff. This is great. Anyway, hey, Dahlgren, don't sweat it, man. You took a regular hit. It's Alik. That's going to take the critical and the paladin.
I'm also not that tough.
Well, if you'd stayed in the battle, you know, there was a session or two the guys did like 3 battles. Like it was an XP horde, so it's like I had to kind of thought a couple more battles and then we'll bring you up to second level, you know. But anyway, I guess we'll see what happens. So speaking of damage, let's do some now. So Dahlgren takes 4 points. and is in a critical condition because it drops you to like 5 points. I take double damage. I take 14 points of damage. Man, I'm dying, but I only take 11.
Yep.
Because
I tried.
Of my friend. Of my friend. So what did I have? I had 6, and I, yeah. Either way, I'm just way into the meat grinding.
I know, but I tried.
Okay. So now, because I was carrying the wounded 1.
Yeah.
I'm at dying 2 all of a sudden because I came out. I went back. So now I'm at dying 2. Dying to get out of here is what I'm gonna be. All right, this is very exciting. Next animal. So I'm on fire, but I'm not gonna take any more damage until Mr. Persistent turn. Like, you know what I mean? Like the caster, just easier. I took damage this round already. But I am on fire. So let's look at the bird. Me and the bird here. We're going to have a little chat. We're going to see how smart I am.
And if you look in your chat window, I sent you a picture of the bird.
While it's
on
fire?
No one ID'd this bird.
No, I just sent them a picture because we can see it.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. So you're saying... Oh, you know what? You know what?
I don't know what.
No, I should have...
That picture.
Yep, that's pretty cool.
I should have a. Yeah, I do.
So don't you be telling me that flurry thing is going to be taking out a bunch of dwarves.
This is what you're fighting.
Yep, yep.
You're getting your butt kicked by a parrot.
A meth addicted parrot. It's a meth addicted parrot. Look at its eyes.
That's quite the parrot. I just trying to get the. I want to keep the picture on frame here for you. There you go. Lovely. Yeah, I keep forgetting about that. Okay, so where was I? Oh yeah, so I'm checking out this thing, stats, wisdom. It is an animal, so yeah, it actually, while I'm on fire in the jungle, like, this is a classic, what the hell, jungles are wet, you know, I think this thing is just gonna freak out and, you know, flap around, you know, trying to put itself out or you know, back off kind of thing. I'm on fire. What do? I'm a bird. I go back to my nest instead of blaze.
Smells
killing
like
the
chicken.
Children. No. Yeah, no kidding.
Extra crispy.
Ready for a snack when we're done here, boys.
Yeah. Well, you present fire to a creature and it flees.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I'm not trying to meta my way out of the aura, but... Also,
it's not,
like,
going to attack it twice if it caught fire the first time.
Yeah, anyway. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, look where he is.
It's 20. That's one move. Yep, I retreat. It retreats. And also, taking into account my incredibly, you know, the hit point loss. Being below half has really changed my mood. Yeah, no, I think that's legit. You guys force it back a little fire. For the time being. So Alec is I'm down again. But I get to make my roll.
Yes.
Go Alec with negative, was it like 13? And I roll, hey, didn't go in there. Come on, get in the thing. Oh, that sucked. I had a 15 a second ago.
Now you don't.
We like 5.
Yep.
We like 5.
No, I don't like 5.
I do. Well, for you, I like 5.
This is your ally, dude. This is not get the revenge. Like, he's a played NPC.
Oh, okay. I don't like 5.
This is more meat shields dropping. No, this is, trust
do
me.
It again.
You want to do the bird.
See, again, he was not the designated to meet
so
shield.
Now I'm at dying 4.
You're dead.
Yep.
I have the end. I have till the end of the turn. Do I not? I have till the end of the round.
Nope. Once you hit 4.
Well, wouldn't it be like 3 and then you go past 3?
But he exceeded. That's exactly what he did. He went past three.
I'm at dying three.
Oh, if you're at dying
three. I fail my check. I become dying four. I'm pretty sure I have at least until
Yes.
I have a round of dying four to try to recover as from soon dying
as you,
four.
As soon as you apply dying four, it means dead, from the way I read it.
No.
Like, you can try to avoid it, but once it's applied, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because it's resurrection, not healing.
It is your call. But
yeah, at the end of the day. Yeah, so.
It's been a long day.
Yeah.
Anytime you lose dying condition, gain wounded one, blah, blah, blah. Dying increases value. If it ever reaches
dying
four, you die. No, nope. Can't really argue that. It says reaches, not... Yeah. Okay. I'm going to miss him. I liked Al. It was great. Like, I was reading the NPC in the book, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to love playing this guy. And now you have to explain to the dwarves. His Hell Knight killed.
I'll tell you actually, now. Like,
Frank would be like, sweet, finally, high grade armor. That's all. You know, that's going to be a 5-minute funeral right there. Dahlgren, True Seeker.
Oi.
Oh, look at that. I delete him from the track and I magically vanish and all my stuff goes away. Sorry. So grappling. Did we learn anything about grappling?
I just have to make I have it right here.
Yep, it's an athletics check against a fort DC.
Really?
Yeah.
Not against my AC.
Nope.
No. Fortitude.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. So my fort DC is in like 10 plus my fortitude, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think
okay.
That's what it is.
So all right, so you're looking at 16, buddy. I got a plus 6 fortitude. This is a manly bird. Don't get me started on my reflex.
Boom. 19.
Oh, nice. Now, do you have bonuses for this?
No, I don't believe I do.
You have no athletics bonuses.
I got gotcha.
That big whipping tail, you talked about grabbing it. You know, yeah. Like how in the movies somebody gets whipped and they like wrap it under their arm and just start pulling the combatant. That's exactly what happens. This thing whips you.
And now
you get so close, the length of the tail doesn't have the inertia. You grab it by the tail and you lock on. And what?
My second?
How many actions? Are you, how many? You can do this in a single move?
That's
one,
my grapple.
One move as long as you have a free hand.
That's okay. My grapple.
So you go, okay.
With my second hand, I palm strike my dagger where it's still stuck into him.
Ooh.
See if I can force it deeper into
nice.
Him.
Nice. Oh, well, that depends on where it is.
That's why I'm asking you. Can I see
you've
it?
You in me in the back. And I'll tell you what. If you spend an action finding the dagger and then your last action done. Sticking it in there, I will give you a bonus to your...
Not a problem. Let's go for it.
Nice little flavor there.
11 plus... What's my bonus? My natural bonus is 3, so that'd be 14.
Like perception, because perceiving can still be feeling and...
Oh, perception is 18, if that's the perception roll.
Yeah, so you remember you struck it in the back, you reach up behind it, and you grab onto the hilt and shove, or you just try to flop-hand it?
Nope, I'm just going to shove it. If more damage is better.
Okay.
Apparently I didn't get a good tight grip on the dagger, but I'll keep trying. But now I've got a hold of it. And he can't attack me with his tail anymore.
All right, so you're trying to hug this thing, hold it from flailing around, and the wings are in your face, and you kind of get purchase on the dagger, but you can't sort of drive it in because of that angle with your three. Okay, that's cool. I'll tell you this. The moment your hand wraps around that dagger, you feel power. You feel that killing this bird is going to gain you some sort of boon.
Ooh, even better.
It's going to be the final step in magic that needs to be activated.
What do you see that I do next then?
And Mifrit.
Well, so, I can't very well shoot anything since I don't want to hit.
Actually, you can. They're adjacent. If you want to slide to the bottom of the hallway, technically you can shoot his bird that he's grappling with, I believe. Because they haven't... Have they changed the rules where instead of adjacent grappling, you occupy the same square?
We're occupying the same square. Are we not?
Well, no. Like even in the old rules, you never occupied the same square. There was not... 3.5 was enter the guy's square. In Pathfinder, it was like, oh, you're adjacent.
Yeah, you stay...
You know, where the mini say you are. Yeah.
You stay in your own square. So
yeah, Mifrid, if you want to slide down and have a pot shot at this bird.
All right, so
shifting from the north to the south of the hall.
I get a 30 stride, don't I?
Yeah. Now this crossbow has range, and that's you know okay. This thing's deadly.
I got a purpose.
Okay, you go, man.
So I can stride to here.
Right. So you go straight forward 30 feet.
30 feet.
Yeah.
I am going to target this one. This.
Yep. Okay. Sorry, I'll. There you go.
If you can just fix, yep. fix that for me.
Yeah.
And we are going to attempt a crossbow.
Yep.
Shoot him up.
Pew pew.
Oh, it's an
amazing. Pew, pew,
pew,
pew. Okay. Oh, my.
Yeah. So you had the crossbow loaded last round, right?
Yes, he did. Yes.
Right, so you have an action left. You moved, you shot, you still have something else. You want to reload, or?
Good question.
Just start taking the ammo off, buddy.
Oi, watch for you shooting them bolts.
How many bolts have you got on you?
Oh,
you tons. Probably have like at least 10, but I'm just saying. I got to start tracking ammo.
So I got to take a
standard stack is 10.
Yeah.
Standard
all right. So.
I think we will just reload.
Okay.
Good choice.
Good choice. Shecky of the Flames. Now, my aura up and goes, and so all I gotta do is move, you know. Good job, Maggie! What was the other one? Margaret?
Maggie and Timmy? Margaret are the same thing.
I don't know. It wasn't a lot of imagination going into these names.
No.
You and the other one, you know.
You mean he's gonna pull a Tinky Winky and just hug everything? Anyway.
Well, no, he's gonna move up beside Ock. Flank, like beside Hawk, and he gets the bird with it. Right now, you are hugging your physical contact, so I don't think he'd actually try to set the bird aflame.
I would hope not.
But then again,
but then again, he likes fire.
Yeah, but no, I don't think he's you know, since I am the oracle behind the oracle, the whisper, you know, the Lords of Flame going, do this, burn this. Why are you here? Right? I mean, he's
burn that dwarf for the alley.
The dwarf has to go. No,
burn the dwarf. Don't ever sleep again.
Like he is going, what? You know, you want me to, you know, emulate, but not actually set a fire? My Lords of Flame, I don't understand. I'm lending my aura towards the bird, but to what purpose? To what end? You sure it's not my enemy? Anyway, he comes up, he just kind of gets confused.
Fair enough.
The DM's up to something? What? Ock.
Round seven.
Five rounds? Good combat, you win. Drag it out to 10? Awesome combat. Hope you win. 15? Come on, you guys are just lazy. You know, that's how I do rounds.
I'm fighting with weapons at this point.
I am going to stride 5.
Dahlgren, you are a beast.
Five feet.
Yep.
Towards the remaining bird.
Yes.
And I'm going to swing bada bada
with
my dog slicer.
And no critical misses affecting my dwarven ass.
Yeah, I'll try not to.
Thanks. That's all I can hope for.
Yeah, okay.
And I have to move stuff out of my screen. A 24. 24. Oh, I didn't target the bird. Sorry.
That's okay. Well, I give you its target, and you want to just go with damage?
Yeah, as soon as I find it.
Yep. Swinging with the dog slicer?
Dog slicer.
I thought you had a big sword.
Nope. Well, that is a
dog slicer. Is.
It is a big sword.
It's not. It's an awesome dagger with holes in it. It's one of
no, it's not. He's a goblin. It's a sword.
Did they change it?
Yep.
Yeah.
It looks like it looked like a Q-curry with the curved blade and a couple holes in it for lightweight. But
So that'll be a total of 7 damage.
7 points of damage.
Yep.
Tis a birdie.
Yeah. Is it still standing?
Yep.
I will swing again. This time targeting.
Oh, we're gonna die.
This time targeting the bird.
Beautiful, Locke. Okay. Beautiful. Give him another one. Smack him down.
Doing the magic roll here.
Oh. 21 hit. Yeah.
21 hit.
And damage.
Why didn't you roll my damage? Weird. There we go. 5 points of damage.
Oh, so close.
I know, I can see that. It says critical.
You are a champion.
Yes.
Can I have a wisdom check, please?
Sure.
As you start slaughtering this thing in Dahlgren's clutches, who's wrestling with his dagger, and the Lord of Flame, what do you mean? This thing is my ally.
Sorry, wrong one.
Is it my ally?
Oh, look at that. I have no idea.
Six. You feel really good about this
plan.
Look at
that. And, he's fighting
really good. Okay. My turn. There. Okay, so I'm the grapplee. What are my options here? Can I just attack you back?
He can try to break free.
No, I'm just going to beak you in the face. I'm gonna Woody Woodpecker you right in the nose, dude. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Get a shot.
Nah.
That's right. Dahlgren Truseeker, 22 hit. Just
okay.
In the first 12 points of damage.
And once again, since I'm within striking distance, my retroactive stride comes into effect.
Yes.
Okay. How many times a day can you use this ability?
It's a reaction.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anytime any one of my allies is within 15 feet of me and takes damage.
What were you at? How much did you have left, Dahlgren?
Oh, like 5. I'm hosed.
So take 3 off of whatever damage Jeff gave.
Okay, because the problem is he had 5. He did 12. Oh. You still take 9?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay. He just slips limp from the grasp of the dagger. But you know what? You did save him. And I think if the audience listens to the first couple episodes, they know where I'm going with this. You don't even know how you saved him today. We shall see. Animal number 10. Hey, can I stop burning? That would be great. I'm just going to hide my nest and flat check of 9. No. Oh, Shecky. I forgot to do the persistent damage. Well, it was Shecky than me, so this bird is burning. Oh, no. Do I have to stay in the order to persistent burn?
It's at the end of his turn that you roll persistent damage.
Yeah, right. But I think I have to leave the aura. Then I can get the chance to save, which I failed. So Mr. Birdie that flew away is still going to take another 3, I believe.
I'll take that, you piece of shit.
That's what, as he's sliding off the bird, he's just mumbling and dwarfing.
Stupid feathers.
Dahlgren, it's time for your first
ever.
You've been knocked down, yeah. Your first recovery roll, buddy.
Let's see. Does he recover?
But wait, before you do, it's cutscene time, Dahlgren.
Oh no.
Oh yes. Oh yes. You lie in the circle above you in the castle where you first met Alec Stagram.
I remember the room.
You lie in the middle of the pentagram itself.
Am I warm and cozy, or is it cold and nasty?
You know, you just lie in there dressed as you are. Okay. Alec, you see, is holding a door that you guys, one of the doors that you exited from, and he's bracing it, right? You guys remember the scene from Hodo from Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
And stuff's Hodor, coming through the door and he's holding it? That's what you see. You see red, black clawed demon hands, yellow glowing eyes through holes, smashing through this door, and Alec is the only thing holding it back. He says, Dahlgren, dwarf, shake it off. You must live, and you must get rid of whatever is causing this. Listen to me. I don't have much time, probably because I'm dead and I'm about to go on, you know, but stay on this mortal coil. One last, please. Dahlgren, you must give me a second.
Fair enough.
Sorry, holding back demons is thirsty work. Dahlgren, listen to me. There's a cause of this. I cannot hold them back. I can only give you this one chance. If the sacrifice becomes complete, whatever dies will come back far worse by your hand, and you will become far... Would you just stop pushing on my... Thank you. Just turn back the leaves. Yeah. Mm. Now, wake up. I can only do this for you once. Can I have that recovery check?
Well, now I'm afraid. Do I get any bonuses to my recovery check?
We will see.
14. Your eyes flutter open. But unlike most, I saw a tunnel. I saw a light doctor. You know, I joined the cult tomorrow kind of thing. You distinctly remember. Your eyes flutter open. Your head turns over and you see Alec's body. And it's not in that pose where he fell on his sword. It's sprawled on the floor, palms down, like he's lying, looking up, like he's holding something back. And he said, what did he say to you? Well, you're awake now. It's your turn. You get Joe. He recovers from dying. He becomes wounded one, right?
Yes. Sorry.
Wounded one for Dahlgren. And you have like one hit point, right?
Yeah.
What does it all mean?
Hmm.
Please refer back to episode 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You want an intelligence check to recall? You want to use? I'll let you use chevrons to recall.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to try it.
Okay.
Any bonuses?
7.
I'm trying to remember because I didn't get a lot of information at the time when this happened. It was all kind of.
All right.
I'm trying to recall it the best I can.
Okay. It's almost there. Another one?
19.
The dagger, your clan dagger, returned to you. A glimmer, a small magical sheen that revealed and then hid itself. A glyph on your dagger. Handed to you by a family who has a secret. A secret you discovered. A secret that led them to hire out-of-town mercenaries to almost drown you to find out if you told anyone else in town their secret. The secret that they worship. Asmodeus.
Mm-hmm. So now I know that for a fact. Because, see, I missed it the first time.
Oh, you knew. The character knew.
Yeah, the character knew.
Right? And the player, I kind of kept you half in the dark.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. So, but now I'm aware of this. I'm like...
You remember... That's what you found out. You confirmed it. They found that they found you peeking kind of thing, and they sent people to like practically drown you.
I remember that scene.
The glyph looked like the red pentagram circle
that's on the floor
of summoning. Looks like the exact circle of summoning that was in the summoning room. Alec, you met him there, and Alec, with his dying spirit before moving on to, well, probably suck to hell. I mean, he's a worship Asmodeus, but he is a hell knight. I mean, who knows where he's going? You know, somewhere on that limbo plane where you faded into dying and wounded before your body rallied and brought you slamming back here to the mortal plane. He held back something. The magic, the demon, the sacrifice, perhaps the divine champion's influence. Once again, Ock is the true hero. I mean, come on.
Yes.
He's dead. Maybe it's Ock's divine power held him here for a brief instant, holding back a summons. But you know this, that dagger of yours is dangerous, and killing something with it, probably more so. One action left, Dahlgren. What do you do?
I snatch my dagger back.
You got to get up off the floor, dude. You're lying there. Dagger floating around.
I develop telekinesis and pull it out with my mind.
Do you have mage hand? You know,
no.
He's lying on the floor trying to, you know, get the lightsaber from the wampa. You know?
Actually, no. I will cast bless upon myself. No, not a medium animal. 7.
Okay. You call upon the occult ritual of the good gods and ask for their blessing to what? Perhaps wash part of a curse or some kind of enchantment that you've been feeling welling up inside you?
That's what I'm trying to see. Okay. You and your all the allies will gain a plus one status bonus to attack rolls.
Okay. So it's more of a guidance bless. It's not like a soothe thing where, like, you feel better, your mind is clear, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay. Still, not a bad move, right?
Nope. So we're going to... That would be the last of my actions.
Okay, so plus one to the allies is in what? AC hits what?
Status bonus to attack rolls.
Yay.
Okay, hey, we'll take it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Speaking of somebody that needs a bonus to hit, Mifrit! You're up, buddy. You're loaded. All you gotta do is take a 5-foot step around Ock, you know, so he's not meat shielding the bird.
Oh, come on, I like the meat shield part.
Take the shot. Well. Take the shot.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. We're gonna step over here and we're gonna shoot.
Alright, so 5 foot deeper into the dungeon on the north wall, shooting straight down at the Emperor Bird, which on your right and its left, Ock stands with his dock slicer. On your left and its right, Dahlgren lies up at the floor, waving one hand around, forming the symbol of a mug.
And you all feel better.
You all feel better. You feel plussy and happy. What'd you get?
11.
You miss. So, moving on.
Wait a second. Between my bonus and Joe's bonus, wouldn't he...
What does Joe get?
Hits us for saves. That's right. So
yeah. This thing's armor class is like 18. Yeah.
Well, I know what it is. Don't get me wrong. I even know what it is, but I'm not going to give into it. I'm just going to keep beating the shit out of it.
And you wonder why I don't tell you stuff, Mr. Man. Anyway, Mifrit, you got one action left, buddy. You moved. You shot. Reload. Oh, don't forget to take off your ammo. Thank you. I gotta say, he's taking this well, ladies and gentlemen. The guy hasn't played in 20 years. Imagine, like, he comes from playing Robotech. Imagine every time he just shot his laser. Nothing. Everyone else run around dying first. Whapping around. This druid's running around just, like, letting bolts fly everywhere.
He's fine in the groove.
I know,
What's Ox's current condition?
Walking wounded.
Yeah, you saw him go down and, like, staggeringly get up, so probably really bad.
With his condition partially cooked?
Since he's within reach, I can lay hands on him.
Sure, you want to...
And heal.
Now, can you attack a foe and do a spell? Like double standard? Does it?
Yeah, all based on the actions.
Yeah.
Okay, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, because I can reach him, it'll be a one action...
Does he have to drop the cast spell, or you only need, like, one hand for casting?
Depending on the spell, it will tell you.
It's a straight heal spell, and it says that...
You going with what, the old Cure Light Wounds?
The spell has a range of touch. I target one willing living creature or one undead creature, so I can actually put my hands on...
Yeah, yep. Somatic range has a... it's just... Okay. It's not even verbal. You just reach out, poke.
No, I just reach out.
Sure.
So it's pretty much a guaranteed.
Okay.
One d8.
Let me change your target because I want
to put your finger into the goblin.
Yep. No, hit the old cross symbol next to the spell. You see that? Like the old the hospital sign.
Oh yeah, I got to get the right one.
There you go. And you poke him for how much?
A whopping one.
Hey!
Look, I've doubled my hit points.
Yes!
Did you put it in your hit points there, Joe?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay, because I have you at 2.
Oh, okay.
You should be at 1, right?
Yeah, I should be at 1, but now I'm at 2 because I just received another one, so it did it.
Yeah, well, you were targeted. I just wanted to know if it actually gave it to you.
Yeah, it did.
So
awesome.
We targeted. I'm just curious if targeting spell heals work in this platform. It does. Awesome. Awesome. But you know what, dude? I gotta say, without any coaching from me or Joe, your tactics are solid. Welcome to the game, buddy. Shecky of the Flames. What? What do you mean my chance is lost? Well, can I burn it or not? Oh, bloody hell. He sees Dahlgren is no longer attached. He throws another Maggie candle at this sucker. The Lords of Flame wanted me to wait for something. I don't know. Some sort of subplot involving the dwarf. where we go here? Blah, 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 blah. Where is my combat? Here we go. A little range attack. Oh, you know what? I targeted the wrong bird. I'm going to get rid of that one. Target my new bird. And try this again. Da, da, da. 8. 10. No, the candle just goes like right past the bird, just kind of like lands. Ding. Oh, I blame you, Timothy. All right. Round 8.
Wow.
Mr. Gibson.
Yeah.
I know you haven't played in a long time, but for someone who spends his time chewing out my cast for not having much in the way of tactics.
No, it's working
fine.
Like
this, how do you like this new cast that I've thrown together with you that never played together? I mean, you can't really blame them.
Nope.
What do you want to do there, buddy?
I'm going to hack and slash until it falls.
Get in there. You know what?
I'm already right there.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to have it turn to face you. You know why?
Oh, it's not facing me. There, now it is.
Nifrit, you asked what kind of condition Auk is in. For some strange reason, they both look just about as bloody. Just about as last, you know, the first Rocky that jumps up on the ropes. It's the kind of, there's him and me, and they're both doing the same kind of, you know what I'm saying here? You know, they
have to blood dripping down everybody. Nobody can see straight. Everybody's got 10 heads.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they're just waiting for one of you to fall.
Okay, don't out-descript me, man. That's just rude.
Hey!
You have 2 hit points left.
Look at that.
What'd you get?
I hit, I think.
Yes, and damage.
For 10.
10. 10.
Yay!
It's not done yet. I just become dying one.
Okay, I will attack again.
Dying one.
It's Hawk and the dog slicer again.
Slicing away again.
How is it a full round action, the coup de grace?
Oh, I'm just trying to hit it again.
Before it was the squirrel slicer.
It doesn't matter how much damage he takes now. If you hit it while it's dying, it goes to dying the next one. If you crit it while it's dying, it jumps 2.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to hit it.
Yeah, it's just like he gets 4 hits. So
I missed, and then my last at my lovely
moves. Okay, well, it's not moving. Its armor class has got to suck horribly now, right? Like even a 12 might hit it.
Okay, I'll wait.
It's lying there not moving.
I'll wait for you to look at that.
Okay, so yeah,
it's a little more than flat-footed now.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna say a 12 hits it.
Oh, okay.
So it just becomes dying too. Well, it's lying there on the ground, right?
Yeah, I know. And then I'll slice it again on my last action.
Okay.
Or try to.
Nothing like a good
swing that one around your head.
Critical miss.
Oh, it's an 8.
Hey, you know what?
Oh my god, we haven't seen one of those yet.
Oh, that can't.
Right. Because it's the thinking it's 18, 10 off, it's critical miss. So, no, it's not a crew. I was going to pull out my crit cards because Auk has a name. Fine.
It's critical miss. It'll probably hit one of us.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Who's up?
Well, 8. I'm still thinking like a base AC is 10, right? And then it's like it gets no dex. It's like 5 even to hit an object. I think you're still hitting this thing. I honestly do.
Okay, I don't know. So I'm just...
I'm going to give it to you. It's a dying 3, but you're out of actions.
Yep. I spit at it.
Free action, right?
Swift action.
All right. It's go, and it gets a recovery check, just like any other schmo, I guess.
Yep.
Boink. 10, but I'm at dying 3, so 13, so fail. And I automatically go to dying 4 and die. The tongue comes out.
Can we roast it?
Well, I think the other one might be upset with us.
Dahlgren. You're lying there on the ground, buddy. You cast Bless. 1 hit point. You have wounded 1 condition.
But I feel very light of heart now after I cast Bless.
You feel better. You feel a bit better, yeah. Yeah.
I get up and shake my head, kick the carcass, pull my dagger out of it.
So much to unravel, you know?
Well, it's just I stand up, my head, shake, kick the carcass, pull my dagger out.
Okay.
Look at it like, that I'm going to pay for this. I just put it away.
All right.
Oi, how's everybody else?
Mifrit. It's your turn.
It's my turn, and there's still that bird.
Like Dahlgren's like, how are we doing? Like just over his shoulder, around the corner, you guys see like the glow of the flame from this thing freaking out. Oh god! And I'm burning my nest and my children.
My children.
The druid just slinks off to execute the last animal. That doesn't sound nice.
Well, I don't know. It seems like, I don't know.
It's an animal.
I know, but...
Would you like a lesson on Druid 101?
Yeah, I know.
It's an animal in pain, on fire.
I shouldn't be doing anything.
What does a hunter do with a deer?
Well, he puts it out of his misery.
That's the worst thing you could do. What's the best thing you could do?
Like, would heal it, of course.
Yeah, heal it. And, like, you know the guys have, like, work puppies already?
So he can poke your eyes out later. Heal the bird.
I'm just saying, this thing's down a mate. Maybe it finds you attractive. But anyway, your choice is your
own. All right, you know what? I'm going to play your fancy little game.
No, what you do is up to you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no,
like,
but I'm
going to
play your fancy little game. So I'm going to go. Where am I?
You're right, reloaded.
5, 10, 15.
You go all the way down there? You
know? 20. I'm going right here.
Okay.
And I'm going to target this sucker.
Okay.
And since you're talking, and really, I suppose maybe I should try to play the honorable druid dude.
Well, you could put it in its memory. It is an animal. It's like hunting a deer. It viciously attacked us. It's far from its home. It's up to you. I actually gave you an excuse to shoot it.
Well, you did give me an excuse to shoot it.
I just wanted to remove the happy malice that Dahlgren was suffering.
Which I was going to initially do.
Okay.
But I could do the proper druid thing now that, you know, it's in pain and I feel guilty and I feel bad because I'm supposed to.
Do you know you can command animals with nature checks?
Well, yes,
I do. It's not like you're raising
that.
This thing from birth. I mean, it's going to be pissy as hell, but.
Do you know what? Let's try that.
Do you have, like, an animal friendship spell?
Oh, let's see what
we Maybe got. We should have led with that, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I think... I did think initially I did try to do that, and it didn't work.
Yeah, no, you did try the diplomacy and the command animal, and they just went... Argh!
What are you
yeah,
doing making friends with the bloody thing?
I don't know. Seems like a good thing to do.
What do you want to do? You've moved.
Still
in combat rounds.
What do I want to do?
It's just like the crossbow shaking.
I know.
The elf in me wants to save it. The human in me wants dinner. I mean, it's already cooked.
Whoa,
what do you want to do?
Absolutely. All right, what
Shoot
do you want if I want to try
bird.
It? Don't listen to them.
All right, you know what? To hell with it. We're going to shoot it.
Oh, you cruel, evil, half-elf
That's
prick.
Right. I am evil and angry, and you
hungry.
Beat on my friends.
It's hungry.
All I can smear is cooked chicken. Come on.
All right, you better hit this thing after all that hesitation. Oh, you do get a +1, by the way. Don't forget to put +1 in the modifier, because
right.
Mr. Blessing.
Oh, where do I put
bottom
that?
Left is a big modifier. See on the screen there? Where, like, bottom left of the
bottom left corner of your fantasy ground screen.
Down there.
Oh, got ya.
The little +1 in there.
1.
And it'll help your roll, and you're already targeted. Just shoot the crossbow.
Shoot the crossbow.
And dinner's done.
Oh, somebody please give me a good roll.
Oh, that looks good.
It's a miss. What the?
I'm on fire. I'm panicking. It's raging.
All right. Do you know what? I still have.
What did I tell you about crossbows?
I know.
Cursed.
Whatever.
Oh, it's funny. The curse
and
continues.
I can't do it because it's.
Wait a minute. You dropped your freaking crossbow. Outside in the cast, did you pick up a crossbow when you were wandering around out there?
Of course I did.
Oh man!
Of course
that's
I did.
The same bow. I bet.
Come
you.
On! Of course
the
I
crossbow
did.
Crossbow of dwarven cursed. Oh, that's awesome. Sorry.
Well, I was gonna shoot for a ray of frost, but I can't do that because it's a 2-action thing. So we're just gonna reload the crossbow.
Okay.
And just we're gonna
watch
sit right
the sucker
here.
Burn. Shecky. Well, I have to see if I can put myself out here. Or if I burn. 9. Still burning, right, Joe?
Yep.
Burn, burn, burn. 4 points. Raging fire.
Ring of fire.
Ring of fire. And it burns more, but the poor bird is still alive, you bastards. Round 9. Ock.
I will... drag
gotta
my
end
body.
Best combat ever.
I will stride to the bird.
You know what? I'm just gonna leave this picture of the bird right there, Corey. Why?
Why? Why? Why do you do this to me?
Why?
Can you target the bird for me, please?
Yep. Where are we here, Ock? I hope you know I haven't got your name once this game wrong once this game.
I know you haven't.
Practicing all week. I'm like walking around work going, it's Ock.
It's one syllable. I can do this.
I can't do this.
And swing my oh. Fancy Grounds is being picky. I'm trying to grab the little diamond.
If you just double click it, it'll fire it off.
I prefer to do the
hit.
the grab and shake to make it roll like a die. Oh, for 10 damage.
Oh, and it goes down.
All right, I will swing again. The last one went down too, and it was still alive.
You're doing what I did last time. You're going to die.
Fucking nasty birds.
You want to drop it? Now it's a dying two. Or was that a crit? No, it's a
22.
No, it's okay. Yeah, no.
And what's it? Oh, that's all I can do.
That's all you can do.
Yeah, because
and now I have to make my check to see if I can come back to dying one. Right, you have to like slowly struggle your way. No, it's one check. 16. Its eye flutters open. I'm back, baby.
Come on. You're gonna regret, you little prick. Okay.
I'm back.
That's gonna be creepy as hell. I take my move action to go here, and I'm gonna
go here. Where's here?
Watch me as I travel northeast.
Please describe your travel. Thank you.
Slowly, I drag my feet down the hallway, looking at the smell of that burning bird as the eye flutters open. I sneak past Ock. I'm going to sneak past Ock. Why can't I?
You can't. Because you're going into the bird square.
No, I'm going to sneak up here where Ock is, right? Up here?
Yeah.
Can I hit the bird from here?
Yeah, I just get some cover. That's all.
Yeah, it's got cover. I'm going to go past Ock because I can. I have enough space to get past there, right? That's I can attack him from here. And I'm going to stomp on its head. Like, is it up and moving around or still lying on the ground? Like, does its eye flutters open? Does it stand up?
The eye, it's going to... Oh, right. I recover as a single action, and yeah, it takes flight. So now it's, you know, it's
that's
back
that's what
in
I needed to know.
Start. Yeah, I'm up and running, man.
Okay, that's what I needed to know. I am going to...
And now it's looking at Mifrit again. You know, the 2-hit point bird and 2-hit point Ock. Now you're looking at a 1-hit point dwarf and a 1-hit point animal. They're doing the same thing. They're just eyeballing each other.
I'm gonna have to hit with my fist.
Kill this thing.
Okay.
Wait, my fist.
Can you target him for me?
Let's see. Cover gives what, a +2, I think?
Depends on how much cover he's got.
It's like a corner, so give me a -2 to your shot. And we're good.
Okay.
Miss. Ock got in the way.
That's one. That wasn't very
You got one
helpful.
Left, right? Because you moved. Come on, you can do this.
+1.
-2 is 17, which misses because of the cover. Sorry.
Oh, I'm trying. I'll get the little bastard.
Sorry, dude.
Actually,
oh, wait, you have Bless. You have Bless.
I have Bless. Well, that 20 not
which brings it up to 18 when it actually hits it.
Yes.
Yay! Wait, let me target it. That's why it's not doing anything.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yep. And he drops it down. Because I was up and wounded.
Look at that. And I got a massive 4.
I'm back down to dying 2.
I'm literally punching it to death.
I cannot wait to tell the other dwarves about this knockdown, drag-out fight you guys had with a couple of freaking parrots for 10 rounds. Mifrit, if you do not kill it this round, round 10 begins.
That's
somebody's
bad.
Gonna shoot me. All right, I'm going up here.
Nothing wrong with round 10.
Okay,
man.
Wait, no. Hold on. I have a crossbow in my hand, right?
Yeah, just.
Yep.
It's a cursed crossbow, though.
Yeah, I do get a +1 AC bonus. Just take a -1 modifier, but you know, shish kebab.
You just have to hit it.
Like those Warner Brother cartoons.
Just gotta hit it a little bit.
Just picture it turning into a roasted standing chicken with like the little right. white. Gloves on
its
leg. We're gonna run over here and shoot it with my loaded crossbow.
Now the cover gets better because now you're shooting past the corner.
Yep.
Oh, well then I don't want to do that.
You want to be, you know, you want to.
Can I go up here?
I'm just saying, right here, buddy, is good.
Right there?
Yeah. Like,
all right.
Just
so
line it right over
Rock's
head.
There.
Again, my duty as a DM to let you know that, you know, you've made it worse for yourself.
18.
Yes, that actually hits. Oh my god. That hits. Oh yeah, because it's already down.
Yeah.
Actually, I get a +4 against ranged attacks. But 14, that still hit it, buddy.
Is that really all ranged right. from standing
it
above you?
He actually shoots it. Even it's lying dead on the ground, dying. And he shoots it. It just kind of and becomes dying three, but it's still with us. Yeah. Shecky.
Come on. Doesn't Corey have one more attack?
Shecky.
He can
load. What do you got there, Corey?
Well, yeah, but
He shot. You know what?
Crossbow.
Stomp it with your foot.
Too far
Chuck
away.
Your crossbow you gotta, at it? That's what
no, I'm doing. Not chucking my crossbow at it.
Stomp it with your foot.
He's not
yeah, but I
got to
walk
it.
Up
He's
there. Like, can I do that and stomp it with
no,
my foot?
No, you can do one or the other. Sorry.
Oh, you're killing me.
No, well, you're killing me, but...
Oh,
oh my God, this is so
oh
good.
Oh, my. What do I got so here? Well, I can't chop... Oh.
Oh, what can Shecky do?
No, can't do it. Can't
I really
do it.
Don't
can't
want
do
the puppeted...
No, I'm screwed.
The puppet
So we're going to reload the crossbow.
Good call.
Okay, you know,
good call.
You know what Shecky can do? He can move up 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 beside you.
Hey, Shecky, what's up, man?
And he's like, isn't this fun? And he'll cast Produce Flame and shoot Produce Flame at it, which I believe he can toss.
Yeah, it's two.
Small ball, you know.
Well, it's got some pretty good cover now between the two of us and the rocks and the wall.
Well, the damage is irrelevant. All I got to do is
hit the spot.
Anyway, he'll move. Yeah, he'll move in front of, walks by, checks you for. Anyway, steps in between Mifrit and Ock for a clear shot. Still has the the minus one. And gonna target the bird. Actually, I'm just gonna roll because it's different bonuses. Come on, Shecky.
Shecky, you're the man.
Oh, you know what? If I give the bird dying...
You can't do it, somebody else will.
That's right.
If I give the bird the dying condition, I wonder...
If it'll
it
change?
Will look, yeah, look at, like it'll take my armor class and all that stuff to see if Shecky has a clean... You know, a clean go with the character sheet shot here. And he casts... Produce Flay. 3. 11. Miss. Just can't kill the already dying bird. That's why I'm
Somebody
laughing,
go and
ladies
this
and gentlemen.
Thing
like
the
thing is already down
something.
And dying, and they just can't seem to hit the bird. Ock.
Come on, Ock.
Yeah.
Well, we Ock, know. Ock, you're the man.
It is down.
If you don't do it,
it's
my turn.
It's completely helpless. It is completely helpless.
That's
hell. Right. You have a full round action. You can spend,
I will hack.
All three to Kugra.
I'm going to choppy Jinsu this fucking thing. 27.
Hey, 27.
Plus one.
Four.
Is that a crit?
Yeah, so it jumps to dying five, if that's even possible, and explodes. Leaving absolutely no treasure.
Dude, we were going to eat that.
That's fine.
And we will see you all next time. Say goodnight, Mifrit.
Hey, good night, everybody. Thanks for hanging out.
Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.